Welcome to the Pearl of Great Price podcast. Thanks for joining us today. It's the 18th of June. And on this day in Christian history, we go back to the year 2015 and we travel to Rome, where today a groundbreaking encyclical called Laudato Si was published. Building on the body of the Church's social teaching, it continues a kind of reflection on modern-day problems that had begun with Leo XIII's Rerum Novarum on capital and labour in 1981. For more of this, see the pod of May the 15th. And also in the tradition of John the 23rd's Pacem in Terris, which addressed the crisis of nuclear war, see the pod of April the 11th. And Laudato Si addresses a newer crisis. This is an urgent crisis thanks to our actions. And the earth has begun to look more and more like, in Pope Francis's vivid language, an immense pile of filth. Addressed to every living person on the planet, it is an appeal for an inclusive dialogue about how we are shaping the future of our planet. Pope Francis calls the Church and the world to acknowledge the urgency of our environmental challenges and to join him in embarking on a new path. The tone is one of both hope and resolve, looking to our common future with candour and humility. And the title Laudato Si is taken from the first line of the encyclical, which unusually is in Italian rather than the normal universal Latin. See the pod of April the 9th, which deals with encyclicals in general. This is because Laudato Si, mi Signore, or praise to you, my Lord, are from the words of a canticle by the Italian mystic Saint Francis of Assisi. He talks about our world, our common home, nature, as being like a sister with whom we share our life, and also a beautiful mother who opens her arms to embrace us. The environmental dialogue that has come to dominate concerns about our future had been dominated by political, scientific and economic language. However, the encyclical inserts the language of faith clearly, decisively and systematically. Particularly its understanding of creation as a holy and precious gift from God, and its systematic spiritual approach was seen as providing fresh insights. The perspective of the poor is one of the central themes of the encyclical, as the impacts of climate change are felt by those living in the developing countries who have fewer financial resources that enable them to adapt to the changing weather. And the encyclical builds on the Catholic social teaching to critique the exclusion of anyone from the benefits of the good of creation. Divided into six chapters and providing a thorough analysis of human life and its three intertwined relationships with God, with our neighbour and with the earth, it calls for a broad cultural revolution to confront the environmental crisis. Criticising the technocratic mindset, in which technology is seen as the principal key to human existence, Pope Francis reveals the influence that the English priest Robert Hugh Benson had on his life, particularly the novel Lord of the World, which has been described by him as prophetic. The encyclical also critiques an unthinking reliance on market forces, in which every technological, scientific or industrial advancement is embraced before considering how it will affect the environment, and also without concern for its negative impact on human beings. It criticises extreme consumerism, where people are unable to resist what the market places before them, and the earth as a result is despoiled and billions are left impoverished. In spite of all these criticisms, the document remains hopeful, reminding us that because God is with us, we can both strive individually and corporately to change course. We can awaken our hearts and we can move towards an ecological conversion, in which we see the intimate connection between God and all beings, and are more ready to listen to the cry of the earth and the cry of the poor. Ultimately, it's a call for metanoia or conversion. The response to the encyclical was widespread and overwhelmingly positive. The Vatican observer John Allen Jr. said in his analysis, "Laudato Si seems destined to go down as a major turning point, the moment where environmentalism claimed pride of place on a par with the dignity of human life and economic justice as a cornerstone of Catholic social teaching. It also immediately makes the Catholic Church arguably the leading moral voice in the press to combat global warming and the consequences of climate change." 3 days before the encyclical was released, the 14th Dalai Lama issued a Twitter message saying, "Since climate change and the global economy now affects us all, we have to develop a sense of oneness of humanity." The Secretary General of the United States, Ban Ki-moon, welcomed the encyclical in a statement on the day it was released. "I applaud the Pope for his strong moral and ethical leadership. We need more of such inspired leadership." And the encyclical gave a boost to the fossil fuel divestment movement. An editorial in Nature, a widely respected and hugely influential British weekly science journal, praised the encyclical for its statements about sustainability and global poverty and a transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy resources. But it also criticised it for remaining silent on issues of contraception, saying, "With a world population heading towards a possible 10 billion, the importance of family planning is clear. The Vatican has been brave on climate change. If it is serious about the fate of the planet and the welfare of its inhabitants, then it must be braver still on the issue of contraception." However, this criticism has since been eclipsed by widespread concern about falling birth rates, particularly in China and the industrial West. That's all from the Pearl of Great Price today. Join us tomorrow if you can as we look at the life and legacy of the Catholic historian Lord Acton. I hope you've enjoyed listening, and visit us if you have time on www.pogp.net, where all of the podcasts are in blog form. If you'd like to contact us to request a topic or ask any questions, then email the show on pogppod@gmail.com. And if you have time, please subscribe. Have a lovely day wherever you are, and thanks for listening.